640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. A number of Gulf Coast states are bracing for severe weather as Tropical Storm Helene makes a move. WSB's Michelle Wright reports.
As Helene continues to gain strength in the Gulf of Mexico, Georgia power officials are preparing for how it's going to affect us here in North Georgia later on in the week. Spokesperson Matthew Kent tells me right now they're making sure their smart grid and self-healing grid systems are ready to go.
That is the first line of defense against any damage that we may have.
Along with having workers on standby.
Our linemen are staging at headquarters right now because we're not sure of the exact path of the hurricane as it moves through Georgia.
Kent tells me Georgia Power Storm Center is set to open on Wednesday. Michelle Wright for CBS News Atlanta.
Lebanese media says Israel has carried out a third day of strikes on Hezbollah targets in South Lebanon. The Israeli military says it has already hit about 1,500 suspected terrorist targets in Lebanon, and it's killed a Hezbollah commander. In response, Hezbollah says it launched a series of rockets at an Israeli military base. CBS News correspondent Chris Livesay has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the Lebanese people today that Hezbollah leader Nassan Nasrallah was leading you to the brink of the abyss and warned that anyone hiding a rocket in his garage will not have a home.
The leader of a nonprofit has done something rare, filing citizen criminal charges against Donald Trump and his running mate. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
The Haitian Bridge Alliance is filing criminal charges against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance over the chaos and threats following their false claims about immigrants in Ohio eating pets. The nonprofit is taking advantage of an Ohio law that allows private citizens to file criminal charges. Trump and Vance face several charges, including disrupting public services and aggravated menacing. Dozens of bomb threats have been leveled against Springfield buildings and schools.
Lawmakers are questioning the maker of Ozempic and Wegovy, charging much higher prices in America than in other countries. Senator Bernie Sanders says if made affordable, the drug could save lives.
What we are dealing with today is not just an issue of economics. It is not just an issue of corporate greed. It is a profound moral issue.
A federal bankruptcy court in Houston says that a judge will sign an order approving the sale of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' InfoWars entire media platform. That money and all of its assets will go to the relatives of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The families won nearly $1.5 billion in lawsuits against Jones for repeatedly calling the school shooting a hoax. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Law Library will have a new name. The state's high court and the director of state courts announced it'll be dedicated to Lavinia Goodell. She was Wisconsin's first woman to become a lawyer. In 1874, she overcame barriers to practice law and worked to open the doors to other women. Currently, the library is named after former conservative justice David Prosser. That was a controversial move in 2016, in part because Prosser put his hands on the neck of a fellow female justice and claimed self-defense. He was recommended to be found guilty of ethics violations, but justices recused themselves, so the charges went nowhere. Brett Favre revealed Tuesday that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The revelation came while Favre was testifying in front of Congress over a controversy that started in 2020, where he was accused of misusing funds intended to help low-income families. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sport, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said he's not sure if Jordan Love will be ready to go this week.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there and, you know, we want him out there.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have 6 games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for 3 games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next 2 Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms in the overnight will eventually come to an end. The clouds stick around, though. Northwest winds 5 to 10. Sunrise temperatures in the upper 50s. On Wednesday, morning clouds giving way to sunshine. North winds, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 55.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by legendary performer Charo, Jesse March from the Festival Theater in St. Croix, and King of Queens writer, executive producer Rock Rubin joins to discuss the show's legacy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour 2 of our program. There's a new contender for most offensive, at least to women, Republican out there. This is Bernie Moreno. He's running against Sherrod Brown for the Senate from Ohio. And he made a comment yesterday. Well, I'll share it with you. The audio is pretty hard to listen to, but this is what he said. It's verbatim. You know, the left has a lot of single issue voters. Listen, he said, there's a lot of suburban women, that are like, listen, abortion is it. If I can't have an abortion in this country whenever I want, I will vote for anybody else. Okay, it's a little crazy, by the way, but especially for women who are like past 50, I'm thinking to myself, I don't think that's an issue for you. And when he says this, the audience all, you know, right-wing Republicans, they all laugh. Yeah, of course, these women over 50, they don't have to worry about getting an abortion. Women of all ages and men of all ages are concerned about women dying because of these Trump abortion bans. I mean, I don't know how to put it beyond that. This is beyond just like, hey, what's going on with me? This is like, you know, what's right? What's healthy? What can be done? And this, you know, Bernie Moreno, Reagan McCarthy, who's a spokesperson for his campaign, tried to clean it up, said, clearly he was speaking tongue in cheek. She went on to say, Bernie's view is that women voters care as much about the economy, rising prices, crime, and our open southern border as male voters do, and it's disgusting. The Democrats and their friends in the left-wing media constantly treat all women as if they're automatically single-issue voters on abortion who don't have other concerns that they vote. Well, nobody's treating them like that, except maybe Bernie Moreno. he said, well, you don't have to worry about abortion if you're over 50. I think a lot of women over 50 have friends, neighbors, children, grandchildren, nieces. Some of these men, the way they think is just, and I'm a man, is baffling to me. It's weird, I guess. All righty. So, also, states are changing their election rules even as the voting is set to begin or has begun. It's, you know, early voting started last Friday. We've got, I believe, 3 states right now where early voting is going on. Here are some of the changes. In Georgia, election workers are going to have to hand count the number of ballots. Now, keep in mind, hand counts are 18 times more likely to produce errors than machine counts. There's a reason why when you go into the bank and you say, you know, I'd like $100 in $1 bills, they don't count them out to you by hand. They put them in a machine. I mean, it's like maybe if you're getting $5, they'll count them out by hand. But you get my point. You want an accurate count of a large number of things, you run them through a machine. It's very simple, which is why in Georgia they want them hand counted. because they want a process that should take, you know, minutes or hours to take days. They want to stretch out this election so that Donald Trump will have an opportunity to work the refs, to talk to the media and thus talk to the American people about how he actually won the election. Don't pay any attention to those results that are coming in. Those are all lies. It's all rigged. It's the voting machines owned by Hugo Chavez. You know, quack, 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 quack. So, and by the way, this is not just Georgia. Arizona is all, again, the result of their right-wing legislature is also going to require every single vote to be hand-counted. So it's going to slow down these two major swing states. In Wisconsin, they had a conservative majority on the Supreme Court until 2022, and they outlawed drop boxes. Again, you know, conservatives, Republicans don't want people to vote. They don't want to make it easy for you to vote. But then that got overturned when they had the special election in 2023, as I recall, where Janet Prospikiak, am I saying it right? I'm sure I'm not. But anyway, a progressive woman won the seat as on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, throwing the balance back toward the Democrats, and so they re-legalized drop boxes in that state. In Ohio, the Secretary of State Frank LaRose, a Republican, has overseen legislation that makes it a crime for you to carry your wife's ballot to a drop box. If you and your wife both vote and you want to take your ballots to a drop box, if you drive your wife or she drives you to the drop box and you don't both get out of the car and separately insert them in the drop box, if like one of you in the driver's seat hands it over to the person in the passenger seat and says, here, put both of them in the box, you have just committed a crime and you can go to prison in Ohio. You know, they're doing this in order to prevent people, you know, to scare people away from using drop boxes because it's convenient and it causes more people to vote. It's just that simple. Republicans don't want you to vote. I don't know why every news story doesn't lead with this because it has become just so incredibly obvious. In Pennsylvania, there's a battle. Republicans want them to say that you don't have to count provisional ballots that are cast by people who forgot to put the ballot in the privacy envelope. You know, there's an envelope within the envelope, at least in some states, not all states. And I think we dumped those this year in Oregon, as I recall. Do you remember, Sean? We haven't gotten our general election ballots yet, but it seems like in the primary we did, but I could be wrong. But in any case, according to Republicans, any little tiny error on a mail-in ballot, you should reject it. Any little tiny error like that. To hell with the intent of the voter, right? They don't care about that. They just know that more Democrats than Republicans vote mail-in, so they're going to go after the mail-in ballots. And nobody's even pointing out that they're going to be, you know, this strict signature matching thing. This is also the first presidential election since the Republican-controlled legislature of Florida made a bunch of changes to mail-in balloting. One makes a voter request for a mail ballot only valid for the next election. So a lot of people who requested mail-in ballots back in 2022 got their mail-in ballots, voted, and don't realize that it's not going to come automatically for this election. So they're sitting around waiting, their ballot never comes, and then they figure, I got lost in the mail, screw it, my vote doesn't matter that much. When in fact, millions of people aren't going to get their ballots because they changed the law to so that you have to jump through all those hoops of requesting a mail-in ballot every single election in Florida now. And and now, by the way, when you request your mail-in ballot, you have to submit a copy of your driver's license, your state ID number, and the last four digits of your Social Security number. So you have to set yourself up for identity theft as well. Isn't that exciting? Meanwhile, Donald Trump has he's only had 24 rallies between June and September. Now, back in between June and September 2016, he had 72 rallies, but he's only had 24 this year. So, you know, the question that was, you know, essentially put to his staff, his team is, you know, why? why is Trump not holding more rallies. And, you know, his team said that, you know, there's a couple of reasons. They said he'll ramp up his schedule with multiple rallies per week in the final stretch. But anyhow, these are the three reasons that they gave for Trump not doing them. Number one, he's already a known quantity. The campaign feels like they don't have to define him. People already know who he is. Number two, rallies are expensive, and Trump's campaign managers are trying to keep a closer hold on the purse strings so that they can funnel more and more of the money that the RNC gets into Donald Trump's pockets or into the pockets of his attorneys to keep him out of jail. And then number three, and his staff actually said this, he's older and more inclined to spend his time at Mar-a-Lago. Say what? He's older and more inclined. So Trump's team thinks he's too old to do rallies. This is according to Axios, the headline, Trump holding far fewer rallies than in past rounds. And, you know, it's good for a laugh. I mean, you know, it's pretty amazing, actually, you know, what's going on. I think that he's not holding more rallies. I think he's doing it to the extent that, you know, he only needs the ego boost once or twice a week, number one. And number two, like, you know, like his staff said, he doesn't like to spend the money because, you know, he wants that money in his pocket. But I think it's because he thinks he's going to win by cheating. And he doesn't care if people vote or not. I mean, he said that two or three times out loud, essentially.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
It starts with a whisper, it starts with a call. One voice rising can speak for us all. When we stand together, there's nothing we can't do. The strength of a union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change it all. Fair day's wage and a voice in the fight. Together we shine, standing up for what's right. Unions begin with you, with me, with us. Together we rise, in each other we trust. When we speak as one, we break through the chains.
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. Donald Trump telling women, this is just kind of a follow-on to this story about, how Bernie Moreno is now insulting women, particularly women over 50. Here's Donald Trump now coming out and saying that if he gets elected, he's speaking specifically to women. He says, you will no longer be abandoned, lonely, or scared. Gee, Donald Trump thinks America's women are abandoned, lonely, and scared. He says, you will no longer have anxiety from all the problems our country has today. Oh, Big Daddy's going to take care of us. Isn't that sweet? He goes on to say, you will be protected, and I will be your protector. Oh, Daddy, Emperor, King, Lord. And he says, women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free. And here's the bonus, and you will no longer be thinking about abortion. End of quote. This is a verbatim quote. Every word right from him. I mean, obviously, I threw a few comments in there, but you get it. This campaign is just weird. I mean, I don't know how to describe it beyond that. They're just friggin' weird. All right, what's on your mind today, George in Cripple Creek, Virginia? Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Did you see President Zelensky is here in the U.S. and is asking President Biden for permission to use the HIMARS to take out high-value targets in Russia. But did you see the Ukrainians just used drones to take out a huge Russian ammo dump that contained Iranian and North Korean missiles and munitions? And also one of Putin's supposedly invincible Satan II ICBMs, which he's threatened to use to take out London and Brussels, etc. Well, so far, all the tests of the Satan II have been unsuccessful, and the last one just blew up on a launch pad in Plesetsk and took out the surrounding infrastructure. So far, the Satan II seems to be more of a threat to the Russians than any potential foes.
This is their much vaulted delivery system for their battlefield tactical nuclear weapons, is it not, George?
Yeah, exactly right. Supposedly invincible Satan II.
Right, right.
It's more of a threat to the Russians.
I'm surprised, frankly, that a country or a leader that claims to be so Christian. I mean, it's Putin goes after gay people in the name of Christianity. He keeps women in their place in the name of Christianity.
that he would name anything after Satan. That's got me scratching my head, George. You have any insight into that? You speak Russian.
Yeah, right.
You don't think so?
Oh, no, definitely. Yeah, it definitely is a contradiction in terms. Yeah. You know, he seems to claim to be a champion of the Russian Orthodox Church, and that's surprising for a former KGB colonel, Bolshevik.
Yeah. Am I remembering correctly that you do speak Russian, or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, I was an Army-trained Russian linguist. You know, my job was in Germany to monitor all the Soviet forces in East Germany.
Wow. So his naming that rocket Satan, that's not like, it's not like there's some word in the Russian language that has multiple meanings. He actually intended to name it after Lucifer, right?
You're right.
That's baffling. And unless he's trying to project threat, you know, like, this is how dangerous our rocket is.
You know, the Armageddon and all that kind of stuff.
There you go, yeah. So was there any, I was doing show prep all morning, and I mean, I pop into the news as often as I can. I read the Financial Times about a half hour ago, but during that last break. But I haven't seen anything about any change in British or U.S. policy with regard to Ukraine using our weapons. Have you?
Well, no, me either. I just, you know, I check out the Guardian and Daily Mail. So far, it's still, you know, no decision as far as I can see.
Yeah. Very interesting. We live in interesting times, George.
Definitely. And I enjoy your show and keep up the good work. And I have to compliment your, you know, caller screener, Mark. He's an excellent guy.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, Mark is a great guy. And, you know, we're very lucky to have him. So, George, I have 20 seconds here. And, you know, as a former analyst, as the guy who is listening into the Russian communications in East Germany, what do you think is the state of play right now in East Germany? Do you think that they're going right because of the Russian legacy?
No, I just saw that Alternative for Deutschland lost to the Christian, you know, the Olaf Scholz party in Saxony and Thuringia, so they came in second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they didn't go right.
Oh, well, that's good news. I thought they were
definitely, yes.
Yeah, okay. George, thank you. Thank you for the information.
Yeah,
great.
Keep up the good work, Tom.
Yeah, you too, George. Thank you. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In fact, there are a lot of sane people in America. Hopefully, we will prevail this fall, right? I'll pick up your calls right after this.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief, Gulf Coast states are bracing for Tropical Storm Helene. Parts of Florida are already under a state of emergency, while Georgia Power's Matthew Kent says they're prepared.
All hands on deck situation. And in the event that Alabama or Mississippi are not affected, we may call them and other contractors in as well.
World leaders expressed alarm over the prospect of a wider war between Israel and Lebanon. U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood spoke with the BBC.
I can't give you a sense right now of what those plans are, but we are working around the clock to try to make sure that this situation de-escalates. It's a very, very dangerous situation right now.
The CEO of the company that makes Ozempic and Wegovy was on Capitol Hill blaming higher prices on insurance companies. Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
A Senate committee report found the monthly price for Ozempic in the U.S. is more than $900 compared to $59 in Germany.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's public parks got a D grade for their infrastructure. The American Society of Civil Engineers puts out these reports every year. It notes that Wisconsin's state and local parks need updating, and paying for those would be tough. State parks here have some of the lowest funding in the country. Get this, people in Oshkosh are smelling something funny, and nobody quite knows what it is. Here's Lisa Hale.
Something smells fishy in Oshkosh. Well, maybe not fishy, but definitely unpleasant, unwanted, and sour. Residents on the south side of the city around Oregon and Michigan streets near 7th, 8th, and 9th Avenues are noticing a foul, sour smell permeating buildings. The director of Public Works, James Rabe, says they haven't been able to nail down the source. He's encouraging people who smell the odor to contact Public Works as they try to track it down.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. All of Batman's tangential characters do well with spinoffs. Case in point, HBO saw some big numbers for the premiere of The Penguin. Variety is reporting 5.3 million viewers in the first 4 days since being released. That is the most amount of eyes on a Max show since the premiere of The Last of Us 18 months ago. The show stars Colin Farrell as the title character. In a million years, you'd never recognize him. The story picks up a week after the events of 2022's The Batman, where mob kingpin Carmine Falcone dies and director Matt Reeves says the story will mesh with Batman 3, which he says is all part of his epic crime saga. Speaking of Farrell, the actor says playing the role of the Penguin takes him to some pretty dark places. How dark? The actor says some days after filming, he just sits and watches Pixar movies. To help shake the darkness after long days of shooting, Farrell says he improves his mood by watching the Toy Story films for something light and beautiful. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms in the overnight will eventually come to an end. The clouds stick around, though. Northwest winds 5 to 10. Sunrise temperatures in the upper 50s. On Wednesday, morning clouds giving way to sunshine. North winds, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will be live from Los Angeles, California. That's right, Los Angeles, getting ready for the Badgers versus USC all the rest of this week. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Zero gluten, dairy, or histamines. It's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. That's justthrivehealth.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM. Past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Billy in Austin, Texas. Hey, Billy, what's up?
How you doing, Tom? Listen, you had a caller last hour who brought up the specter of perhaps there being violence or terrorism at polling places this fall. And I would just say this. If I hope nothing like that happens. I pray nothing like that happens. But if it happens, it'll be coming from the left. It always does. And really? It occurs to me just, yes, sir.
It was the left to attack on January 6th, attack the Capitol.
And you keep lying about that, too. No police officers died on January 6th.
No, but three of them died as a result of January 6th.
You can say that. I'm not sure I believe
that. Their families say that. Their doctors say that.
Black police officer shot in the back of the head during the 2020 riots in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about.
If there's something that's going to be that kicks off during the election, it'll come from the left. You can count on it. And it also occurs to me how ignorant your callers are. The guy said he likes to listen to right-wing radio to pick up tips on, you know, where we're fouling up. Well, his comments shows how little he knows about the subject. If he knew how violent the radical left is, he probably wouldn't be saying that kind of thing. And your last little screed about guns and school violence, guns didn't kill any of those people. People with mental illness, people that were messed up killed those people.
So it wasn't bullets. It was the power of their thinking.
No, sir. It was evil who caused them to kill people.
So what tore up those kids' bodies?
Audrey Hale. Why won't they release that manifesto that transgender whatever wrote?
Oh my!
You know,
God,
you just can't be honest.
Your gotcha by anecdote is really pretty pathetic. And then arguing that, you know, what's the difference between the United States and pretty much every other developed country in the world that doesn't have regular school shootings? You know, Australia had a problem with this. They were having mass murders at least every year, right up until 1996. I think it was like the 15th or 20th or something like that. They had this massive shooting in Port Arthur, Tasmania, and they banned semi-automatic weapons, you know, unless you've got a permit. And did a nationwide buyback, bought back several, as I recall, 700,000 weapons. And they've only had one mass shooting in more than 25 years since then. I mean, it's the guns, Billy. The more guns you've got, the more likely you've got people going to get shot.
It's the evil in men's heart, Tom, and you know that.
So America is more evil than Australia.
Apparently so.
And we're more evil in France or Germany or Italy or Spain or Norway or the United Kingdom,
yeah,
or we're more evil than
that make it so a retired police captain can be shot in the back of the head.
You get one bad apple, and you try to generalize that to everything. You can't say one guy getting shot by one person who you think, you know, doesn't have a right to exist because there's some kind of minority, somehow balances, you know, 50,000 people killed by guns every year in the United States. Guns, you know, bullets being the leading cause of death among our children. I don't get it, Billy.
Shot at Trump was a leftist and apologized.
Both the guys who shot at Trump had voted for Trump. Actually, the kid who took the nick out of his ear was not old enough to vote for him, but he was a Trump supporter.
I don't think that's correct.
Go back and look at it. Both of these guys were obsessed with Trump, and then they felt like Trump turned on them, and they went after Trump. We're not talking Democrats here, Billy. We are definitely not talking Democrats. I'm telling you, just look it up. I'm not making this.
Violence continues to come from the left.
Yeah, right. I'll give you, Billy, that in the 1960s, I knew people in the Weather Underground. I knew a person who went to prison for blowing up a building. And you know, there was some violence on the left in the 1960s. But, during the Black Lives Matter stuff, I know this is where you're going to go because it involved black people. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But during the Black Lives Matter protests, 97% of all those protests nationwide were 100% peaceful. Some of the worst actions, the worst provocations where you ended up with violence were provoked by right-wingers. In Minneapolis, you had that cop who started bashing in windows, and that began the whole thing. You had, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse running around with a gun, killing two people and blowing the arm off a third. Billy, I don't see any, frankly, I don't even see the potential for violence on the left. The left is, compared to the right, is relatively disarmed or unarmed. But, you know,
about the violence on the left.
Okay, all right.
The violence always comes from the left, and you know it.
Yeah, Billy, I'll let you have your say. It's good talking to you. I'm going to move along here. Jim in Rollo, Missouri. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, I just wanted to give you a call. I'm a Biden the World Republican. I voted for Goldwater in 64, but I certainly enjoy your program.
Well, thank you.
I like to listen to what you have to say.
I went to door-to-door for Barry Goldwater in 1964, so we've got something in common, Jim. So what's on your mind?
Well, we was talking about dogs earlier, mm-hmm. I live out here in the country where there's a lot of federal land and everything. And my deal with the dogs is that people from town bring them out here and dump them out, and we mm-hmm. have to dispose of them.
We
usually just let them lay, and the buzzards and the coyotes take care of the bodies.
Yeah, but nature does that. Yeah.
Yeah. Recycling. Right. It's unfortunate, but I blame town people for that.
Yeah, well, that's a little different thing than the head of the Heritage Foundation beating his neighbor's female dog after she gave birth to puppies to death with a shovel, I think.
Yeah, right. Anyway, by and large, I don't agree with very much you have to say, but I defend your right to say it. So.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, Jim. Is there any particular issue you want to discuss or debate, or did you just want to say that and I'll move along?
Well, that's all I have to say. I appreciate you, man.
Anytime you want to talk, Jim, the phone lines are always open. Thank you for the call. Yeah, good talking to you. JB, and nice to talk to a reasonable Republican. JB in Greensburg, Kentucky. Hey, JB, what's on your mind today?
All right, Tom. I've been thinking a lot about this. We nominate people to sit in the House and the Senate, and then they give a pledge before they are seated, and they put their left hand on the Bible and the right hand, they raise it, and they promise to protect this country from all threats, both foreign and domestic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then some of them go in there, especially especially the Republicans. They sit in their seats, and the first thing they do is start spouting lies and hate. there should be some way that we could take those people that start trying to destroy our country from within and either prosecute them and get them out of their seats or just kick them out, you know, because they broke the trust.
Well, we have a system for that, JB. It's called elections.
Right, right, right. But in the meantime, they're elected.
No, I get that, but be very, very careful. I mean, you know, you would have some people, you know, like Billy earlier, saying, well, you know, if you're an elected official and you're voting to strengthen Social Security, you're hurting your country, and we need to arrest you or kick you out of office. I mean, you know, who's the arbiter of what's good or what's bad? I get it if somebody says, hey, you know, let's burn the building down. That's kind of a different thing. You know, that the Supreme Court's already ruled on that. But generally speaking, I think we want political speech, not to mention the speech and debate clause in the Constitution, which says that members of the House and Senate are immune from prosecution for things that they say or do on the floor of Congress when it's in session.
All right. Now, I also think there's a way we could take care of these, what we call rush Republicans right now, because they're trying to turn this country into Russia.
Uh-huh.
Gather them all up and put them on a plane and drop them off in Russia and let them live there for a little while.
Did you see it?
I guarantee you.
Yeah, they'll come back with their tails between their legs. You're absolutely right. Did you see about that story from, it was either Utah or Idaho, this family, this mom, dad, and their, I think, four kids, and they were so impressed. You know, they'd been watching the Russian propaganda that's all over YouTube right now, from Tucker Carlson to actual Russians, you know, talking about how wonderful Russia is. And so they decided to abandon America and go over to Russia. And after a couple of months, they just said, this is terrible. And they're trying to raise money with a GoFundMe to move back to the United States. You see that story? It's hysterical.
Yeah, yeah.
It's exactly what you're talking about, JB.
Well, I really think if we did that, they'd be on the phone just in the next day or so. Please come get us.
Yeah.
We love America. We won't do that again. We won't do that again, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you. And if they did dare to speak up against Putin, they'd find themselves falling out of a 13-floor window. So, JB, I got to run, but thanks for the call, and thanks for watching us there in Greensburg, Kentucky. I appreciate it. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Right back with your calls in just a moment.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius.
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Attention American homeowners, you already do a lot to protect your house, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about, title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. We protect our house so we don't have to worry. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock Protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock Protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title, so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com.
From the hills of Appalachia to the shores of distant lands, the promise of democracy in the people's hands. Through the trials and tribulations, it stands the test of time. A hope.
It's seven minutes before the hour now. Picking up your calls here, Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
Okay, so one of the things that you've brought up a few times before, or that you're concerned, one of the things that I'm concerned about, and you've brought it up plenty of times on your show, is the prospect of these election officials that Trump has in play to possibly not certify the election.
Or slow it down to the point that it's chaos. Yeah.
Right, or to delay it, yeah. Do you think that Mike Johnson ultimately would go along with that if it went to the House?
Well, keep in mind,
it seems to be diverting from...
Mike Johnson was the guy who single-handedly tried to organize the vote by Republicans after January 6th to refuse to certify the election in 2000. Mike Johnson was the head of the election deniers. That's why he's Speaker of the House right now. So would he do it again? Well, sure.
Right. Well, it's one of the things that comes to mind automatically is that this seems blatantly illegal to do that. Would they be opening themselves up for a prosecution down the line if Trump doesn't win?
I doubt it. I mean, you know, it depends on exactly what they do. But the speech and debate clause of the Constitution says that you cannot hold members of the House or Senate criminally liable or even civilly liable for anything they say or do while, you know, while in the course of their business. So, you know, on the floor of the House and Senate and whatnot.
Right. I mean the election officials, not necessarily.
Oh, the election officials. I'm sorry.
Right.
Actually, in the 2020 election, several of them were held criminally responsible. I believe at least one of them has gone to jail already.
Right.
So, yeah, there is criminal liability there. It hasn't gotten anywhere near the publicity it should. Brandon, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. I got to go. Yeah, thank you. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm just another left-wing evil caller into your show. Idiot, evil caller into your show.
One of those violent people. Yeah, I got it.
Yes. I wanted to let you know that. Hey, I've already voted. I wanted to announce that and let you know that I'm claiming the prize as the first person voting in the Tom Hartman Listeners Club.
Oh, congratulations.
All right. And I want to tell everyone to get out and vote. But also, my main reason for calling is New York State also has mail voting, and it works the same as Florida's. It's only good for this year. Next year, you have to sign up again. My plan is, at least in this county, I'm going to email all the Democratic people who decided to mail in vote next year and remind them to sign up again.
Well, that's a plan. Why not lobby your state legislators to change the law?
I would love to do that, but it's going to be a long story on this. But we only finally, like 3 weeks ago, had a final court decision on this whole thing anyways.
Oh, really?
So, yes, I would like to get a change of it. But if we don't, you know, that's my solution to the problem for next year.
Has your governor, Kathy Hochul, weighed in on this? I still haven't figured out what to make of her. You know, some days she seems great, and other days she seems she's a Republican tool.
I spent the evening the other night with Delgado, who's the lieutenant governor, and I think she's trying to make some inroads. She's just not making a very good impression, and that's kind of sad. And I think she will. She's pretty smart. She picks up on what the Republicans would want and puts it in line items on the budget, because that's the only time anything gets through New York. Everything goes through at one time at the end. You know what I mean? So she does do a lot of good. It's just that she's not claiming credit for it.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so another Democrat with a PR problem. Ziggy, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for the information.
All right, take care.
Good talking to you. It's, we're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of the break, the UK, a government minister in the UK is blaming Donald Trump for British racism. This is getting wild, folks. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, a Western Wisconsin school district referendum includes a novel approach to helping their hometown create more childcare opportunities.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.